Welcome to Living Magically. This is your host, Michelle Orwick. And this week we have a beautiful transition into Taurus. So we're moving out of the fiery, airy season and into a more grounded, earthy Taurus and starting to like disseminate and relax. Even though the moon is getting fuller in the sky, we're going to feel a little more grounded, a little more centered in Taurus, and a little more sensual. It's ruled by the Lady Venus herself. So we're talking all your comfort. People may be more likely to overeat and look for comfort. And we do have those things that make us more luxurious. You might be looking for luxury with the end of Mercury retrograde happening later in the week. You may be wanting to get really into that like snuggly blankets, touchy blankets, good comfort food, grounding food. Be careful not to overindulge. We want to be careful that what we started with that new moon, maybe some good habits, we don't shift out. Tauruses can be stubborn and lazy, but that's just a season and that's just an energy. What we would love you to do is continue the momentum from that new moon, but with a mindful self-care, self-love, and possibly even just an I love you to everyone else, and be a little more kind and a little bit more caring and share in that love. We have a big conjunction on the 20th of Taurus in Taurus, which is the Uranus Pluto conjunction. So you're going to be seeing some shifts and changes in your inner and outer dialogue, and probably on the world stage. And as we do that, what I'm going to ask you to do, because you are still technically in that eclipse portal, you're still going to feel that shift from the solar eclipse for 30 days, for 90 days, the first full cycle, which is going to include the first full moon and all the way till the next new moon, is going to be the most potent for setting intentions. So you're still in intention setting. You're still in growth season, planting, growing, tending to your garden, putting things in motion, because the moon is getting bigger in the sky. There won't be an eclipse at this full moon. So it's a good time for that magic, crystal magic. It's a good time to receive a healing, get a sound bath, or go to a massage therapist, or work with your crystal healer, whatever it is that you need to do. And we're going to be really focusing on that on May 7th at Center Street. We have a beautiful oils temple. I'll be freshly back from Egypt, so I will have brand new Egyptian oils, and we'll be setting some new intentions on that new moon. So you can get tickets now. We've been having a full house, so I'm actually kind of thinking it may sell out because we only have 20 slots. So if you're in Orlando, Florida, and you want to set that new moon intention with us for the Taurus new moon, please get your tickets. I invite you to do that now. And if you want to come to Egypt with me and Marissa, as we lead a tour next year, we're going over the fall equinox in September of 2025. We will be collecting information. We're actually doing a little tour right now where we're going to know when we come back exactly where we're going, what we're doing, and how much it's going to cost. But if you want to be on the mailing list for that, please let me know right away, because I do expect, I've already taken deposits for it. So I do expect it to be sold out tour of sacred sites of Egypt for 2025. So those are some of the things that are out there if you're interested. In the meantime, what I'm going to encourage you to do is take, this is like the perfect week to take a review and see what it is you want to be embodying. Taurus is about embodiment. It's an earth sign. It's a doing sign. It's a being sign. So how are you going to be in your body? How are you going to be in your relationships? How are you going to be in your environment? I mean, Taurus loves luxury. So are you wanting fresh new sheets for your bed or some new throw pillows and cozy blankets? Or maybe you want to get outside and garden. It's perfect time for gardening and planting and putting in flowers and making things more beautiful and celebrating that energy of the fresh new spring and the new beginnings. And what is it you are growing in your life, in your heart, in your home, in your magic? If you are looking to reignite your magic, this might not be exactly the igniting place. This is more of the embodying place. So this is more about how do you hold that in your structure and how do you make your body, your home, your life a sacred temple? Because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And Taurus is all about that. It is about being the god or goddess within and being in your home, the temple, being in the nature that is intended for us. If there's any doubt about the fact that there is some kind of energy that is bringing us all together, just look at the sky, just look at the stars, just look at the beauty that is nature. And that is what Taurus is all about. So this is a pleasure week. And I do mean pleasure. So if you're feeling like a romantic, you know, getaway, date night, big, beautiful, luxurious meal, maybe even making a meal by candlelight, big bubble bath, anything that is a little bit decadent, this is your week. So go and live an absolutely magical life.